Growing up, I didn't have my mom or my dad in my home, and it took a really big effect on the person who I was becoming before I met the intersection. I came very close to being involved with gang violence myself, and that was kind of intersected when I met the intersection, right? So it's like, man, you have all these kids out here who feel like they don't have anybody, and the closest thing, the easiest thing that they can reach is the streets. And that's insane that, youth don't feel like they have that support in school or at home or in the foster care system. And it's insane that there aren't more programs like the intersection to really give kids that support and that push that they need.
How many young people do you know who've been caught up in the juvenile justice system?
I would say most of my friends have been, have been to jail or have been involved in, some illegal act. And a lot of them, not because they're bad people, but because they need money and because, they're not financially stable and they take care of their homes or they're the man of the house or the woman of the house while their parents are caught up in their addiction or caught up in whatever it is that they're doing. So when you take a kid and put them in an adult situation, then they have to act as such.
And do you have friends who, maybe from different neighborhoods where, like, juvenile justice doesn't even cross their mind?
I do have one friend. I just met her, and she is completely naive to everything that happens in the world. And it's beautiful. Like, it's really a beautiful thing to see because she's so like untouched by all the bad things. And I love to see that. Because so much being, a youth in Baltimore City, you never get to see a kid who is untouched by violence, untouched, by abuse. You don't get to see that. So the way her parents have, really brought her up, they have done an amazing job in just, putting her on the right path, keeping her informed about college stuff that I didn't even know about, like just being completely immersed in education at home and at school.
And what's her background? What neighborhood does she live in? Is she black? Is she white? How old is she?
She is white. She's 16, and she lives in like the Patterson Park area. And she it's just her upbringing, and her parent, one of her parents is a doctor, and one is a psychologist. And they were first time college goers. And just their story is completely amazing, how they came from the trenches and really made something of themselves for their kids. So.